overview for Titus. Purpose. The Epistle of Paul to Titus was written to instruct Titus in his oversight of the churches on the island of Crete, and to advise Titus concerning ministerial duties, doctrines, and godly living. Author. The Apostle Paul. Time period covered. About the same time as Paul wrote his first letter to Timothy, likely from Macedonia, between Paul's first and second imprisonments in Rome. Date written. About AD 64 to 66. History. Titus, a Greek believer, was a beloved and trusted helper to Paul. He was taught and mentored by Paul and, for a time, was his traveling companion. On at least one occasion, Paul sent Titus as a special ambassador to Corinth. Paul and Titus traveled to the island of Crete and they worked together to establish churches there. After a time, Paul traveled on to Macedonia and left Titus at Crete to continue the work they had begun together. Key people: Paul, Titus. Setting. Crete was an island located southwest of Asia Minor in the Mediterranean Sea. As a center for the training of Roman soldiers, Crete's culture had a strong pagan influence. It was known for an atmosphere of laziness, lying, evil, and self-indulgence. Therefore, there was a need for strong leadership, structure, and discipline in the establishment of the Cretan churches. Summary. After Paul's salutation, he continues by giving instruction concerning church structure and discipline, including qualifications for church leadership. They were to be blameless in their home life as well as their public life. Paul warned Titus of false teachers, describing their character, their evil conduct, and the steps that would be necessary to stop them. Titus was told to encourage various groups in the church to adhere to sound doctrine. The older men and women were to be sober and provide examples of righteous living to the younger ones. The young men and the servants were to maintain righteous conduct and uphold sound doctrine. All of these groups, by having received salvation and by living godly in this world, would have the blessed hope of Jesus' return. Instruction concerning the believer's responsibility toward the established civil authority was also included in this letter. Paul admonished these believers to be in subjection to their political leaders and to do good works. He said they should be meek and gentle to all men because they too were once unregenerate. But God, in His love and mercy through Jesus Christ, had renewed and justified them and made them heirs of eternal life. Paul closed the letter by giving final instructions and his benediction.